1067 Fan.
Yes, yes.
All right. B. Mitchell Finley, 1067 The Fan. Trying something new today, a little bit of technical stuff. Hope everybody can bear with us. You know, Landfill put this on the show sheet, and I actually think they pretty much nailed it. That the line in this thing is Tampa favored by 3. Does that seem right to you, B?
Yeah, they're at home. That's the only reason I believe it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And I think it's a real testament to how much Washington has changed since week one when they lost by 17. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Washington has changed. And listen, we saw Tampa go on kind of a roller coaster ride the rest of the year. And I don't know if the actual pundits of Vegas give them as much credit as a lot of us as fans do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're looking at that fact, well, okay, you all are at home. You're the veteran team. Your quarterback had an outstanding year. Still, why are they not giving them all? Is it because they don't have their safety there? Or do they think Baker turns the ball over some? You know? What is it? What's the reason that they don't believe that they should be favored by more? Or
I don't know.
Is it that they just see there's something about Washington that could be a problem for people at this point in the year?
I think it must be that. Like, at some point, you keep winning these crazy games, you don't want to give that team too many points,
yeah. You
know?
Yeah, yeah. So the thing of it is, listen, I understand you don't want to depend on winning like you've won. But they've thrown, 5 touchdowns, I think, that record that they set? 5 touchdowns in the last 30 seconds of games?
Yeah.
Okay.
4 straight games.
But they've done like 6 this year with the one that we just said. It was 5 going into that game.
Yeah.
Did Marcus come and do 6? So it's something about having that knack, that it factor, to where this game isn't over as long as we got, like, when Pat Mahomes got the clock, what was it, 13 seconds was on the clock, 19 seconds, and they went down and put themselves in position, they won that game.
13. Yeah.
Nobody expected that. But now you expect it when Pat touches the ball. Well, Washington has shown this year, in their first year with all this stuff together, that if you give us a chance, you might have a damn problem. And I think that is something that they've shown because of what they grew into, not what they were in that first game. In the first game, I don't think they were sure of what they can do themselves. But as they went on the season, they began to build a little confidence in themselves, and they believe we have a chance no matter what. Long as it's time on the clock, we have a chance.
I'm with you, man. I totally agree. I think the reason this thing can't go higher is because Washington, whether it's real or not, whether you can account for it, if the number was Tampa minus 5.5, the whole world would take Washington. I mean, if you look right now, there's more money on Washington than there is on Tampa just getting the 3.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right about Baker. Like, he led the NFL in interceptions. He was great. Remember the old Jay Gruden, Kirk Cousins back and forth?
Yeah.
About, you know.
Interception and chances?
Jay said if he would take the chances I want him to, he'd throw for 50 touchdowns. And Kirk's like, yeah, but I'd throw 20 picks. Quarterbacks will take that kind of – I mean, coaches will take that production.
I'll take 50 touchdowns and 20 picks.
Baker completed 71% of his passes for 4,500 yards, 41 touchdowns against 16 picks. People will take that all damn day because you're giving your team a chance to win every snap.
That's less than a 2-1 ratio. I'll take it.
Yeah. Now, I think, you know, Jaden's numbers aren't like that, but they're equally fantastic, especially when you add in the running. Yeah. I mean, Jaden, almost over 3,500 yards, 25 touchdowns against just 9 picks. Turnovers and special teams, turnovers and kick returns are the great equalizers in playoff football. There's no way, like, You could have the 85 Bears against the Taylor Heineke Redskins from 2020. Mm-hmm. And depending if the 85 Bears turn it over six times, I just watched the 30 for 30 on this. The first Miami team, like the, you know how they did two 30 for 30s on the University of Miami?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I think it was 1987, Miami against Penn State, right? In the Fiesta Bowl, number one versus number two. The Miami all showed up wearing
fatigues.
Fatigues and everything. And that's the one where Vinny Testaverde was a quarterback, right?
I think Vinny was around that time. Yeah.
I don't know.
He was around that time because he's before me, slightly before me.
Yeah, it was Vinny Testaverde, dude. So everybody thought Miami was going to win. Their talent level was just loaded. But Vinny Testaverde threw four picks in that game. You're not going to win.
You have to win, like, especially that. Now, we saw us win a game with five turnovers, but at this time of the year in the playoffs, you have to win a turnover battle.
Totally. And I think because Baker can spray it a little bit, it gives odds makers a little bit of pause. B, I did want to read this. DQ got asked about B-Rob. Dan Quinn got asked about Brian Robinson Jr.
All right.
He said, "We're trying like hell to get him and others going in this space. One of the things I did like yesterday, Anthony Lynn had said, we were going through the game grades from a pass protection standpoint. That was one of the spots that we thought was good with Brian's size. It's one of his hidden, I'm going to say hidden talents. Obviously, he's had that, but it is different when you have somebody his size who can step up into the gaps and go to it. So he did a nice job on that. But more than anything, we want to be able to get them downhill, be aggressive into that space, and we haven't hit that mark that we wanted to do as much. And so when we do get behind on some of those early downs, it does make it more challenging. There's been a previous game. We had penalties that knocked us into this space. And so it's something that's heading into the second season. It's really important for us to make sure we find our ways to get that done. I find it interesting DQ talked about B-Rob's pass pro in the Cowboys game being much better because, frankly, in the Falcons game, it wasn't. And I think that was one of the reasons you saw them go to Rodriguez and McNichols a lot earlier and with like kind of more frequency. And maybe that's just a good eye-opener for him, just a good reminder like, yo, I got to get it right on pass pro.
Yeah.
Because you're just
– pass pro is vitally more important than it is running the ball. But, like, I'll be honest with you. I look at football today, and it's not just our offense. It's like multiple offenses. There are running backs that can start downhill and move the crowd, but they're full speed. In our offense, you're basically hesitating till you really know that you're being given the ball before you can take off. So you don't have you don't get ahead of steam, and that could be a problem too. So
right,
you know, and it's not a knock. It's just that's some people run the ball going downhill, you know, like we always did back in the we weren't in the shotgun. So we're coming downhill, getting the ball already, probably getting close to top speed. A lot of them now have to wait.
No, that makes a ton of sense, yeah. B. And, you know, I think with B-Rob, all the counter stuff, all the side-to-side stuff might not be the best way for his game to go.
Yeah.
But I was also thinking about this, Brian. As far as the best way to go right now, it is windy as hell outside. It is cold outside. Obviously, I had some stuff come up this morning. I had to work from home today. It feels like it's 19 degrees outside right now with the wind chill. There's snow everywhere. Some of it's melting. It's wet. It's gross. And yet, I sit on my porch. The only reason I'm able to sit out here is Paul Henry redid all the windows, redid all the doors, and he turned this into a year-round room for me and my family. Without Paul Henry, we'd have significantly less space in a house that's already too damn small with two little girls. Paul Henry, working with Paul Henry changed my family's life. He can do the same thing for you. If you call Paul this month, you get $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door.
You know, Jay did the same thing for me, and as I was getting ready to go to sleep last night, I kept looking outside. I'm like, damn, why does it look so light? And because of all the snow on the ground, it looks way lighter than what it really is at night. And so I'm sitting there by the window as I look outside, and I get to marvel over how pretty it looked. They kept saying we're in winter wonderland. Well, I was able to sit inside in my cozy house because of my Paul Henry windows and not have to worry about the cold being inside. I'm looking outside knowing it's absolutely freezing out there, but I'm all toasty sitting inside. Had my fireplace going last night, so everything was going just perfect. And as you said, I start thinking about Paul, and I'm like, you know what? Glad he came in and took care of all of this. The inside of the house feels like it's supposed to, and you get to look at the beauty of outside. Although it was cold and light, I didn't have to worry about that coming in. So call Paul right now. Receive $100 off each window with the five-window minimum and $500 off each door. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitch and Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.